Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we are reading from 2 Kings chapters 11 through 15. 2 Kings chapters 11 through 15 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, O God. So, Lord, that we are able to be in your presence on today. We give you glory, honor, and praise for allowing us to awaken on this morning with the activity of our limbs, Lord God, and the ability to learn and to understand your word and your will and your way. Oh, Lord God, we give you honor. We give you praise and we give you glory as we humble ourselves before you, oh God. Hallelujah, recognizing that we were always intended to be in relationship with the living God. We're always intended to be in communion with the God of the universe, the true and the living God, the only Savior, the only Lord. Glory to God, the only high power. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, God, I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord God. I praise you in your sovereignty, Lord God. I worship you, Lord God, in all your majesty. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you are the Almighty God, the all-seeing, the omnipresent God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because even all of the earth itself, all of creation, it bows to you, Lord God. The trees wave in homage to you, the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory and honor. Lord, as I humble myself, as we humble ourselves in your presence, oh God. Oh, Lord, forgive us now, oh God. Forgive us every sin of trespass, every sin and trespass. Forgive us every sin of omission and commission. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, wash us, God. Wash us while we are in your presence, Lord Jesus. Wash us. Make us clean, Lord God, and without guilt. Wash our hands, Lord God, that they are free from guilt and free from the blood of our neighbors, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now in us, Lord God, and purify our minds, purify our hearts, Lord God, and let there be no hindrance in the midst of us, Lord, as we read your word and as we seek your presence. Lord, close every opening and every gap, Lord, in our DNA. Lord God, down through our generations, Lord God, to the very beginning, close every door and every opening, Lord God, to wickedness and to evil and to negativity and to adverse, Lord God, behaviors. Close them, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that your desire be fulfilled in us. Lord, that your will be done in each and every one of us. Oh, Lord God, we are those, oh, Lord, that you died for. You came down through 42 generations to redeem us, Lord God, from the evil that held us captive. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord God, as we walk through this world where that evil is still present. Help us, Lord, to maneuver, Lord God, through each and every situation and through each and every path, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to take the causeway that you have provided, Lord God, and not to walk in the muck and the mire, Lord God, not to take baths in the foolishness, Lord God, not to see, Lord God, good as evil, even as the world does right now. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your righteousness come alive in each and every one of us. Your truth, Lord God, give it wings in each and every one of us, Lord God. Let it flourish in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls. Draw us nearer to you, O God. Oh, Lord, and teach us the ways of your salvation and how you love. And let the love of Christ, the love of God Almighty, be shown in each and every one of us to all of the world. Not picking and choosing who we'll be kind to, Lord, but kindness to all, love to all of humanity. Because all of humanity has value in your eyes, oh, God. Give us eyes to see as you do it, ears to hear what you are speaking, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal our hearts and our minds of every pain and every sorrow, every deeply embedded woe, affliction. Lord God, heal us on this day. Open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word and to understand, Lord God, these historical facts, Lord God, that we're reading on today. And give us, Lord God, a revelation of how we ought to use it even in this day and age as an example to go forward in your will. So, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, bless each and every soul, bless each and every mind, bless each and every heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, inform, Lord God, a breakthrough, Lord God, of breakthroughs in each and every life, Lord God, that they may see and know that you are God and there is no other. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory and honor, amen, to God on today. We're reading from 2 Kings chapters 11 through 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah so that he was not killed. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the seventh year of Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds of the bodyguards and the escorts and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them and took an oath with them in the house of the Lord and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall do. One third of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. One third shall be at the gate of Shur, and one third at the gate behind the escort. You shall keep the watch over the house, lest it be broken down. The two contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king at all times, every man with his weapons in his hands. And whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in." And the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. Each of them took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath, with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds spears and shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escort stood every man with weapons in his hands all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, by the altar of the house. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king." Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to custom, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Treason, treason!"
And Jehoiada, the priest, commanded the captains of hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, take her outside under guard and slay with the sword whoever follows her. For the priest has said, do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord. So they seized her, and she went by way of the horse's entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in pieces its altars and images and killed much before the altars. And the priests appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land, and they went. And they brought the king down from the Lord's house and went by way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. Then he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword in the king's house. Joash was 7 years old when he became king. In the 7th year of Jehu, Joash became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away, and the people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And Joash said to the priests, all the money of the dedicated gifts that are brought into the house of the Lord, each man's census money, each man's assessment money, and all the money that a man purposes in his heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priests take it to themselves, each from his, and let him repair the damages of the temple wherever any dilapidation is found. Now it was so, by the 23rd year of King Joash, that the priests had not repaired the damages of the temple. So King Joash called Jehoiada, the priest, and the other priests, and said to them, why have you not repaired the damages of the temple? Now, therefore, do not take more money from your constituency, but deliver it for repairing the damages of the temple. And the priests agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. Then Jehoiada, the priest, took a chest, bore a hole in its lid, and set it beside the altar. On the right side, as one comes into the house of the Lord, the priest who kept the door put there all the money brought into the house of the Lord. So it was, whenever they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribes and the high priest came up and put it in bags and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. Then they gave the money which had been apportioned into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they paid it out to the carpenters and builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to masons and to stone cutters, and for buying timber and hewn stone to repair the damage of the house of the Lord, and for all that was paid out to repair the temple. However, there were not made for the house of the Lord basins of silver, trimmers, sprinkling bowls, trumpets, any articles of gold or articles of silver from the money brought into the house of the Lord. But they gave that to the workmen, and they repaired the house of the Lord with it. Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hands they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The money from the trespass offering and the money from the sin offerings was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priest. Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath and took it. Then Hazael set his face to go to Jerusalem. And Joash, king of Judah, took all the sacred things that his fathers, Jehoshaphat and Jehoram, and Ahaziah, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own sacred things, and all the gold found in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent them to Hazael, king of Syria. Then he went away from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and formed a conspiracy and killed Jehoash in the house of Milo, which goes down to Selah. For Josachar, the son of Shimeah, and Jehozabad, the son of Shomer, his servant, struck him. So he died, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 17 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. He did not depart from them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of Hazael, king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. So Jehoahaz pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. Then the Lord gave Israel a deliverer, so that they escaped from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before. Nevertheless, they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked in them. And the wooden image also remained in Samaria, for he left up the army of Jehoahaz, only 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers, for the king of Syria had destroyed them and made them like the dust at threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jehoahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. Then Jehoash, his son, reigned in his place. In the 37th year of Jehoash, king of Judah, Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 16 years, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash and all that he did and his might with which he fought against Amaziah, the king of Judah, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jehoash rested with his fathers. Then Jeroboam sat on his throne, and Jehoash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Elisha had become sick with illness, of which he would die. Then Jehoash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen." And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hand on the king's hand. And he said, "Open the east window." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria for you must strike the Syrians at Aphek, till you have destroyed them." Then he said, "Take the arrows." So he took them, and he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground." So he struck three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria till you have destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only three times." Then Elisha died, and they buried him. And the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was, as they were burying a man, that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. And Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz, But the Lord was gracious to them, had compassion on them, and regarded them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not yet destroy them or cast them from his presence. Now Hazael, king of Syria, died. Then Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his place. And Johash, the son of Jehoahaz, recaptured from the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hands of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times Joash defeated him and recaptured the cities of Israel. In the second year of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Yet not like his father David, he did everything as his father Joash had done. However, the high places were not taken away, and the people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Now it happened, as soon as the kingdom was established in his hand, that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. But the children of the murderers he did not execute, according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, in which the Lord commanded, saying, fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall be put to death for his own sin. He killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, and took Selah by war, and called his name Jachseel to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us face one another in battle. And Jehoash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as wife. And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You have indeed defeated Edom, and your heart has lifted you up. Glory in that, and stay at home. For why should you meddle with trouble so that you fall, and you and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not heed. Therefore, Joash, king of Israel, went out. So he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his tent. Then Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh. And he went to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the articles which were found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house and hostages and returned to Samaria. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, which he did, his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Joash rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then Jeroboam, his son, reigned in his place. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of chronicles of the kings of Judah? And they formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father, Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Jerusalem after the king rested with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria and reigned 41 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the Sea of Arabah, according to the word of the Lord of Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, and whether bond or free, there was no helper for Israel. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam and all that he did, his might, how he made war, and how he recaptured for Israel from Damascus and Hamath what had belonged to Judah, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jeroboam rested with his fathers, the kings of Israel. Then Zechariah, his son, reigned in his place. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, the son of Amaziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jochaliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done, except that the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. Then the Lord struck the king so that he was a leper until the day of his death. So he dwelt in an isolated house, and Jotham, the king's son, was over the royal house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Azariah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Azariah rested with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. Then Shalom, the son of Jabesh, conspired again, killed him in front of the people, and he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, indeed, they are written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Jehu, saying, "Your son shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." And so it was. Shalom, the son of Jabesh, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah. And he reigned a full month in Samaria. From Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Tirzah, came to Samaria, and struck Shalom, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and killed him, and he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Shalom and the conspiracy which he led, indeed, they are written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then from Tirzah, Menahem attacked Tirzah, all who were there, and its territory, because they did not surrender. Therefore he attacked it. All the women there who were with child he ripped open. Then in the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, the son of Gadi, became king over Israel and reigned 10 years in Samaria. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart all his ways from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. Pul, king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to strengthen the kingdom under his control. And Menahem exacted the money from Israel, from all the very wealthy, and from every man 50 shekels of silver to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, and he did not stay there in the land. Now the rest of the acts of Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Menahem rested with his fathers. Then Pekahiah, his son, reigned in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, his son of Menahem, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. Then Pekah, the son of Remaliah, an officer of his, conspired against him and killed him in Samaria, in the citadel of the king's house, along with Ergob and Arioch, and with him 50 men of Gilead. He killed him and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Pekahiah and all that he did, indeed, they are written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 20 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Genoa, Kadesh, Hazor, Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he carried them captive to Assyria. Then Hoshea, the son of Elah, led a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and struck him and killed him. So he reigned in his place in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Pekah and all that he did, indeed they are written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed burnt incense on the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In those days, the Lord began to send Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, against Judah. So Jotham rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Then Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. I have read and you have heard from 2 Kings chapters 11 through 15 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord bless, amen, the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Choose yes on today. Choose yes on today. Choose life on today. Choose peace on today. They only come through Jesus. He is our salvation and our only way to be toward generation. God bless you. God anoint you. And God give you a yes in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, I hope you'll continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. God bless.